Thanks, Stu. Right, now, if we can start with the on-farm. So, Richard Allen, Environmental Policy Manager for Fonterra, is first up.
Good afternoon. So, Mr. Allen, we have read your evidence, so thank you very much for that. You don't need to reread that to us. Are there any corrections you wish to make to it, and are there any key points you'd like to outline?
No corrections, and a couple of minutes of key points, that would be good. Mm-hmm. My evidence considers the place of industry-audited self-management in the proposed plan, covers some of the practical issues associated with the development, ongoing support and monitoring of farm plans, but also touches on existing industry systems that might be adapted to help support farmers meet new regulatory requirements. Where independently audited self-management systems can improve regulatory compliance and decrease farm costs to achieve that compliance, Fonterra supports such an approach. Stronger policy level support for IESM in the South and Northern Land Plan would be valuable in the context of future plan changes. And also note that Fonterra strongly supports the use of tailored EPUMPs and is committed to supporting its shareholder farmers to achieve good management practices through their crop. Just a couple of other brief points. Fonterra is supportive of the use of tailored farm plans to manage contaminant loss from critical source areas. The use of the overseer model as the method to ensure farmers collect and hold appropriate annual farm data and become increasingly aware of good practice for nutrient management is also supported. In response to upcoming regulation in Southland and other regions, Herians and Fonterra have developed capability, supporting resources and systems for the development of tailored farm environmental plans. Fonterra FEP approach is well placed to be adapted to meet the Appendix N requirements with extensive existing spatial farm data sets, including property boundaries, etc. We'll look to work with the Regional Council and our farmers to ensure our FEP approach is made fit for purpose for Southland, and we'll then offer a farm plan service for all Fonterra farmers in the region. And just a final note that I did hear the questions yesterday to DRNZ about the capability and capacity to deliver farm plans, and I think we probably do have a different view of that. We have developed a lot of resources and we do intend to provide that support.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. So if we have questions, Morris,
Yes.
And Lloyd.
Just a couple, if I may. One is that I think you're supporting that while it hasn't been fully developed, that the South Water scheme is actually in the plan to be picked up at a later date, is that correct? It is there now, but you're actually supporting that to be there?
IESM?
Yes.
I suppose we're not currently seeing the value of IESM as it's written in the plan for the current rules that are in that plan. Mm.
But in the future...
We believe strengthening that policy position for the future for the FMU processes, we could end up with some different activity statuses, and then there could be a value proposition in IESM.
Thank you. The other question relates to the last part around your capacity at scale. I understand it because you're doing every dairy farmer in New Zealand, this is Fonterra, around the accuracy of the models that Overseer is driving through. Are you satisfied with the accuracy of the data you're getting, that is actually able to be put in with confidence into these?
I think the context is very important there, that the nitrogen program, which is the data set that you're referring to, has been developed in a non-regulatory setting, and it was developed to raise awareness and understanding of the issue. That was the key driver for that program. We're very clear that where regulatory use of an overseer file is required, we would be going back and making sure that the farmer understands that this is now a regulatory file, and we'd be refreshing and reviewing those files before they become a regulatory file. That's certainly the intention. But the fundamental systems we have set up there are very strong. There's some very good capability and very good systems in there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And no further questions from me, thank you.
Thank you.